Good day to you. Here are three things in Isaiah chapters 54 and 55. Number one, in chapter 54, really, this chapter includes a series of contrasts between the unfaithful Zion, you might say, and Zion, where everyone is a disciple of the Lord, between people who are severely afflicted because of their rebellion against the Lord and the people richly blessed. And that's where we're going to pick up in verses 6 to 10. Verse 6, he says, "Though you are like an abandoned wife with a wounded spirit, though you are like the wife from a man's youth who has been rejected, the Lord is calling you back, says your God." Because Zion has forsaken her true husband in great rebellion and unbelief, she's been struck with severe afflictions, and she can now be compared to an abandoned a wife with a wounded spirit. But the Lord does not want to punish and destroy. He wants to be gracious and to save. Verse 7, "For a brief moment I abandon you, but with great compassion I am gathering you. The wrath that struck Zion pales in comparison to the Lord's great compassion and grace." Verse 8, "In a flood of anger I hid my face from you for a moment, but in everlasting mercy I will have compassion on you, says your Redeemer, the Lord." The Lord's promise of eternal grace and peace because of the Savior's act of salvation, as we see in chapter 53, has the power to convert sinners and give them rebirth. And so that's why Isaiah is the Lord's mouth, and he proclaims that. And so here we have the joyful message of eternal grace and peace through the Savior, the promised Messiah. It's just as trustworthy as so many other promises, and it offers so much more eternal blessings. I will not rebuke you. I will have compassion on you. That's my number one. Number two takes us in the chapter 55. And the opening verses of that chapter, it's a gracious invitation to all people. He says, "Hey, all of you who are thirsty, come to the water. Even if you have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost." What an incredible, incredible invitation. Who offers water to thirsty desert wanderers and seed and wine and milk for free? This is a picture for the Lord's offer of forgiveness of sins and eternal salvation, that true spiritual food and drink, completely free, no cost. Shouldn't everyone receive such a generous offer with thanksgiving? But we've said so many other times, Israel would pay money for worthless food, and they didn't care about the Lord's invitation, and they turned their backs on him. The Lord had laid his whole salvation out in the words of his promise, in the joyful message of free salvation. Only by listening to the Lord's promise and receiving this free gift do people obtain life for their soul. And by repeating this, "Listen and come and listen," the Lord shows how eager he is to give people the gift of salvation. Verses 2 into 3, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Satisfy your appetite with rich food. Turn your ear toward me and come to me. Listen so that you may continue to live." And those who listen to the invitation are brought into this everlasting covenant, eternal relationship with the Lord. That's my number two. And then finally, number three continues in the chapter 55, looking at verse 8 and following. Unrepented people think according to the law. Namely, they have to earn God's approval, to earn his grace in some way. But God grants his grace and forgiveness for free because of the Savior's merits, because of what Jesus has done. His thoughts are completely different from the thoughts of men, who ever since the fall into sin are in rebellion against God. Verse 8, he says, "Certainly my plans are not your plans, and your ways are not my ways, declares the Lord." The Lord, it sounds illogical and incomprehensible to natural man, and yet there it is. The Lord's prophets proclaim and illustrate the enormous difference between God and man, between his gospel and human thoughts. Verse 9, just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my plans are higher than your plans. A picture from nature emphasizes the life-giving power contained in the Lord's promises. Verse 10, just as the rain and snow come down from the sky and do not return there unless they first water the earth, make it give birth and cause it to sprout, so that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, in the same way my word that goes out from my mouth will not return to me empty. The power in God's word is expressed with those words, will not return empty. Rather, it will accomplish whatever I please and will succeed in the purpose for which I sent it. The word is powerful. The gospel creates faith, as the Lutheran confessions write, where and when it pleases God. The result of the kindling of faith is joy and peace. You will go out with joy, and in peace you will be carried along. What a joy it is as we hear the word of God, his promises of eternal grace and mercy, and that invitation to have free salvation all by God's grace. What a joy it is every day to live in that grace. May God be with you today.